We are now up and running on immunizations.
For Lindsay Hernandez, being able to make just one trip to get physical exams for her children is huge. She was at a back-to-school health fair recently with her five children. Four of them needed physicals.
Angel, and he's 11. And then I have Tony and Joel, they're 9. And then Catalina, she's 7. And then Yasmin's 1.
Hernandez and her children have insurance through Medicaid. But that doesn't mean it's easy or convenient to get health care.
At the doctor's office, you gotta wait like a month to get in, and then they only take 2 kids at a time. So you gotta make an appointment, and then usually go back the next day or 2 days later for the other two, and make it get them all done today for free. So I was like, okay, I'll get it done today, because you need them for school anyways. But it's hard to get the kids in for the physicals, because the doctor's office is always packed.
Not having reliable transportation can make it even more difficult for Hernandez to make sure her children get the care they need. Car trouble meant they almost didn't make it from Clearwater to the health fair in Pinellas Park. Her friend Lisa Garcia agreed to come along.
Well, she has a problem with her car, too, so she was, like, afraid she was going to get stranded with the kids. She's like, come on, come with me just in case. I'll have somebody to walk with the kids with if that happens. So I said, sure, why not?
According to the Centers for Disease Control, almost 19,000 children in Pinellas County are uninsured. At the health fair in Pinellas Park, it was one-stop shopping for free physicals and immunizations. Kenneth Webster is with the Pinellas County Osteopathic Medical Society, one of the sponsors of the health fair.
So we have set a new record. We're well over 200. Last year we did 193. But I think the main thing is it's a great service because our doctors volunteer, our nurses, everyone volunteers because they understand that everybody can't afford a doctor's care or physical exams.
At county health departments across Florida, immunizations are available for free. Low-cost physicals are harder to come by, especially if you miss the back-to-school health fairs that are held around the state. Florida students have to get immunizations and a physical to enroll in school. Sarah O'Toole is the managing officer for school health services for Pinellas County Schools.
If they started kindergarten in Hillsborough and they had a physical that they presented to the school at kindergarten registration, and then say they moved to Pinellas in the fifth grade, the records would transfer with the student school to school, and that physical exam would transfer as well, and that would still count as the entry physical.
But as a nurse, O'Toole says,
that is not ideal that parents should be taking their children to the physician regularly for checkups and things like that. But the state only requires a physical exam for initial entrance to school.
Back at St. Petersburg College, physicals were available at no cost to parents. And Hernandez says that was worth the paperwork and the wait.
So you have to do one of these packets?
Yes,
for each.
Yep.
That's why I said they need one for, like, when you have multiple children. So that you could just do one packet.
From there, the kids got hearing tests.
You're just getting started, so you got a lot of other stations to get to today.
Height and weight.
Stand up nice and tall.
4'7"
and a quarter. All these quarters
in this.
And vision testing.
Good, now cover your other eye. Try that one. And here.
One, 2.
Okay, here's a bonus round.
I can't even see that.
You got that? Okay, he's good.
I waited outside the exam room while Hernandez went in with her children. Afterwards, she says she didn't find out anything she didn't already know. But the health fair was still faster than trying to get in at her doctor's office.
Medicaid's great, don't get me wrong. It's just sometimes it's a hassle because you can't get to doctors that you need to get to.
After about 2 hours, they were done. With everyone except baby Jasmine, ready for school to start Monday. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.